Hello, and welcome back to another edition of the Three Good Things podcast, where, you guessed it, I talk about three good things. I'm Shardul, and today is December 30th. I am going to come up on 100 episodes soon, and I've taken about a week off to spend time with family, away from the podcast, away from kind of the daily grind. Had some family stuff to take care of, and also just wanted to spend the holidays away from technology. So I'm back. There's only 2 days left of the year, rest of this evening, as well as tomorrow being New Year's Eve, and then New Year's Day is January 1st. So wanted to get back on here. There's going to be 4 more episodes of this podcast, episode 96, 97, 98, 99, and 100. 97, 98, 99, and 100. And then I'm going to end it. It's going to be the last episode of episode 100. The reason is twofold. Number one, I'm picking up some other projects. And two, I would love to kind of bring back this podcast in a newer, better form, ideally with a co-host in the new year. So I'm trying to start that up by joining this cohort called the On Deck Fellowship for podcasters, where we can ideally find a co-host and then make it more of a conversation where we interview guests and actually have a cadence and a distribution and a marketing plan behind things rather than just being solo. But with that, my name is Shardul. This is the Three Good Things podcast, and let's just jump into it. Our first good thing of the day is that Amazon is acquiring Wondery. Wondery is a podcast network founded in 2016 by Hernan Lopez and team, and it's being bought for around $300 million. The financial terms are not disclosed, as most acquisitions are not made public, but that number comes from the Wall Street Journal. Wondery themselves had raised about $15 million in funding from a couple different VC firms, according to Crunchbase. So you're probably wondering why this interesting acquisition, and especially this late in the year, why is this the right move for Amazon to add this platform, essentially add this network to its music offering? Well, here's why. So Wondery will become a part of Amazon Music, which added support for podcasts in September. And at the same time, the announcement claims that nothing will change for listeners. The Wondery network is known for huge popular podcasts such as Dirty John and Dr. Death, and this just comes on the heels of other big companies acquiring podcasting networks to be a part of their platform. For example, Spotify acquired Gimlet a while back, SiriusXM acquiring Stitcher, and the New York Times acquiring Serial. While this is a little bit of a late move for Amazon to come to this market, it makes sense for them to acquire something like Wondery, which has been an independent network, and add that to their repertoire of a huge arsenal when it comes to Amazon Music. One quick thing to compare when you look at the different podcasting platforms is you'll notice that Amazon Music has lost out a lot of share to behemoths like Apple Music and Spotify. They're the two main players in the space, and their pricing options make things a little interesting. So Apple Music is $9.99 a month for an individual and $15 a month for a family. Spotify is technically free at the beginning, and then you get a trial period, you can shuffle, etc. Individual is $99 a month, duo is $12.99 a month, and then family is $15 a month. Amazon, however, Amazon Music is a little bit cheaper. So if you're already a Prime member, you can get Amazon Music Unlimited for $7.99 a month. That's a $2 difference. Or if you're not a Prime member, it's $9.99 a month, similar to the other platform offerings. So not a huge difference there, but what's interesting is that as Amazon increases their podcast offering, will that make people jump ship or add Spotify, or will that make them add Amazon Music to their Spotify or to their Apple Music listening habits? Big question, open-ended question, and only time will tell. But great news for the Wondery team. That they're now becoming a part of Amazon. Funny enough, their CEO is actually leaving to go do other projects, and their COO is going to be joining Amazon along with the rest of the team. So great news as the acquisition is announced, and only time will tell to see how far Amazon Music goes in terms of cutting into that podcast market share from Spotify and Apple. Our second good thing of the day actually comes from Connecticut, from the East Coast, and it is actually a very fun story for these two children who turned their idea into $250,000 and then donated thousands of that to animal shelters. So in Connecticut, specifically in Shelton, Connecticut, two brothers, Ion and Mickey Nockvi, were decorating the family tree when they realized that one of their favorite ornaments had fallen down. Their dog, Zara, had supposedly got a hand of the ornament, and then it was destroyed. And while their ornament was beyond repair, they started having an idea. They said, this isn't a problem that only we face. This is a problem that everyone faces. If an ornament falls from the tree, someone accidentally kicks it, or the dog runs away with it by accident. So they created this product called Ornament Anchor, and it uses a loop and toggle system. And Ion created the prototype and presented it for a school project to an overwhelmingly favorable reception. They quickly turned their invention into a money-making proposition, and together they designed the product, they patented it, they created a website, calculated profit margins, did their own market analysis, and they did everything where every month, everything to the point where every month was Christmas. Previously, they had actually been on Shark Tank for a different invention, but overall, this was just kind of their next thing. So once they launched at a local Christmas trade show in Shelton, Connecticut, and in the first 6 hours did $1,000 in sales, which is crazy. And then the product was shown on Good Morning America and later would be featured on QVC. In less than a year, the brothers, who are 12 years old respectively, each have raked in over $250,000. They've also said that they're going to donate 10% of those earnings to animal nonprofits, which is local animal shelters. And ever since they've been young, they've wanted to help out all of life's creatures. The boys admit that starting a business at the beginning of 2020 has had its challenges, but they've taken it once at a time under the positive family and family support, with a positive attitude and family support. It's just a great story to see two kids that took kind of a everyday problem for anyone putting Christmas trees up and decided to create their own invention. Our third good thing of the day is actually a song that premiered last week, a little over a week ago, from one of my favorite musicians and Vlog Squad member, Scotty Sire. The song is called 25 Christmas Trees, and the video is linked in the tweet. Just a fantastic song to the point where you'll be bopping it a little bit, and it's also a little bit nostalgic because it gives you vibes of the punk rock old days from like early 2000s, even late 1990s.
Your tree here?
You were like, winter comes around and with it seasonal depression. The town and now the air is filled with tension. Last year was politics, talking politics, happy holidays. Yeah, you're full of shit. How could anyone be enjoying this? Spending all December putting up with it. This year is different because it has you in it.
So that little clip is from Scotty Sire's new song called 25 Christmas Trees, featuring Toddy Smith, both fellow Vlog Squad members, and the video itself also features some Vlog Squad folks. And just another great holiday track, piggybacking on what Scotty put out last year, which is also a great Christmas track called Lonely Christmas, featuring Heath Husser. Fun fact, Scotty is at 2.99 million subscribers on his YouTube channel. So if you can do me a solid and him a solid, just go subscribe to his channel. You'll love his content. It's music, it's vlogs, it's funny skits. It's just a great, great time. All right. With that, that is it for the Three Good Things podcast. Thank you for taking 10, 11, 12 minutes out of your day listening to this podcast. The main reason I do these podcasts is because I've been told I don't talk good long form. So this podcast is mainly for me to get better at talking gooder. If you want to reach out to me, feel free to follow me on any social media. My handle is at SharDulGo. That's SHARDULGO across all platforms. And if you have any feedback or want to be a guest in the final few episodes for the Three Good Things podcast, feel free to shoot me a DM. Again, thank you so much for listening to Three Good Things. And as always, I'll see you tomorrow. Disclaimer, there's only 3 more episodes left of the podcast. And then we will be shutting down shop and moving on to bigger and better things. Thank you so much. And I will see you next time.